streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I don't do mock drafts because I get them all wrong, but I do like production over traits. I would take Aiden Hutchinson because I thought he, you know, he'd give me 15 sacks, good conference. A lot of people like Trayvon Walker, Georgia, but he was a one-year starter. Now, some kids are late bloomers, so who knows? Hall of Famer Jimmy Johnson created a draft chart years ago. It's still used today. So let me give you – here, I'll just throw it out there. Aiden Hutchinson, three-year starter, productive. Trayvon Walker, better traits, higher ceiling, not as productive. Who do you take?
Yeah, Colin, you know, I really can't answer that because I haven't studied the individuals. You know, for those high picks, I always wanted to sit down with them, know them personally. There's a lot of intangibles that go into it. You know, you really want to be able to predict, are they going to improve? Are they going to be good players down the road? That's why intelligence was like my number one criteria.
Yeah.
You know, looking at players, I wanted intelligence. I wanted a gym rat. I wanted a playmaker. You know, I wanted somebody with speed and quickness, and I wanted somebody with character because you can't win championships with bums. but I had to look at those intangibles before I made it a decision on a high pick.
Now, everybody's saying, Jimmy, that's a bad draft. And Joy keeps saying, if we had four good quarterbacks, we wouldn't be talking about what a bad draft it is. I mean, your takeaway on this kind of like it's a bad draft narrative.
It's a bad draft if you don't draft the right guys. If you draft the right guys, it's a great draft.
Right. Did you ever have a draft? I mean, you had multiple drafts. Do you know when you make a draft pick, do you know instantly in camp, I don't know if he's going to work?
I had one. I mean, obviously, you don't hit on every one of them. But I always try to cut my losses before I waited too long. Obviously, I wanted to give the player a chance. I know I had a second rounder down in, with Miami that I cut, you know, right after training camp because I saw that he wasn't going to play. But, you know, I had a fifth rounder that same year, Zach Thomas, that should be going into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And so you're not going to hit on every one of them. But You try to hit on more than what you miss.
So, you know, it's funny what's happening to the league. Both the Bengals and Rams had very soft linebacking cores. Bengals didn't even have a good O-line, which they have addressed. You know, it used to be you get a quarterback, you protect your quarterback. You know, that was number one. The game's kind of changing. A lot of perimeter players now are making quarterback money. You look at the Dallas Cowboys right now, and I've said Lyle Collins is gone, and Tyron Smith's got about a year or two left. I think they have to attack that offensive line very quickly. And then I think, Jimmy, well, they let Amari Cooper go. And I don't know if Michael Gallup's going to be great off that ACL. Maybe they should do Cincinnati and just go get wide receivers. Dallas, what are your guess on what Dallas does?
Well, I think offensive line, you know, that's been a problem for them the last couple of years because Smith has been injured. You know, they lost Collins, like you say. They lost the offensive guard. So they've got to shore up that offensive line. They've got plenty of receivers. Plus, you can get receivers in the later rounds. Even like we talk about the Green Bay Packers needing receivers, you know, Devontae Adams was a second-round pick. And so, you know, I think the offensive line is the critical area right now. And plus, there's some great offensive linemen that are going to be picked up in the first round.
By the way, this Alabama, I'm going to show you, the Evan Neal from Alabama, here's what worries me. Is that, you know, he started for Saban for 3 years, and so he's good, right? We know that. And it's the SEC. But boy, Jimmy, he is big, and he doesn't, like, if you fool him, he doesn't move his feet very well for the second-tier block. Does that concern you at all?
Well, yeah, it concerns me a little bit, but he moves his feet pretty well when he jumps up on that that box for a 350-pounder. But, yeah, again, I got to look at the intangibles, Colin, because you got to see, is a guy going to get better? You know, is he going to improve? Obviously, at Alabama, he's getting as fine a coaching as there is anywhere in the country. Some of the smaller schools, I took Eric Williams from Central State of Ohio in the third round. He ended up would have been a Hall of Famer had he not had a car wreck. So you got to look and see if they're going to improve and how much they're going to improve.
You know, there's always the argument need. I always make the joke that if my wife sent me to the store to buy milk and bread and I came back with a rake and I said, but I got great value on it. Boy, I got that rake for half off. She'd say, well, we already have a rake. You didn't get me milk and bread. And so I always say, you know, you can tell me value. And then I think if I need a corner and I don't see one for the next 60 picks, except one that I may have to reach a little on, how do you value that? Well, how do you fall on that?
This goes right back to when I first went to Dallas. You know, the saying was take the best player available. And I said, well, what if I don't like the best player available? You know, I'm going to move around. And so, that, you know, that's how the trade chart came about because I wanted to trade. We made 51 trades in 5 years. And back then there was no fantasy football. Nobody traded. And that's why I needed the chart to help me to where I could make a decision in a few minutes. You know, as far as, you know, the bread and milk and whether or not, you know, you really didn't need it. Well, why didn't you go to another store and get what you needed?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I did. I'd move out of a pick to get a player that I needed that I liked, that it was value was there.
By the way, are you surprised people still use your trade chart?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. It's been 30-something years. And, you know, I talked to Brett Veach with Kansas City here last year. He said, oh, I use your chart on with the Brown trade. And I talked to Ozzie Newsome a couple of years ago, and he said, I use your chart on the Peters trade. And, you know, it's amazing. Now, the chart has been, you know, adjusted a little bit for the salary cap and, you know, a little bit for each particular team. But the chart is still used throughout the league. But I needed something like that because we were making so many trades. I came up with the idea to do the chart, and I had a guy in the business office. I said, crunch the numbers and do all the trades for the last 3 or 4 years. You crunch the numbers, and again, I want a chart with a line graph and a bar graph. And that's what helped me until, you know, Wonstead goes to Chicago and North Turner goes to Washington. They took the chart with them, so now everybody's got the chart.
That's funny. Hey, the Jets at number 10. You know, a lot of people think they'll get Drake London at USC. Other people think they'll trade it for Deebo Samuel, but that's very expensive. Give me your kind of thoughts on if you interviewed Drake London and you liked him. Now, I don't think he's a star. I think he could be a great two. Maybe he's a star. I don't know. But, Jimmy, give me your thought process on your, like, okay, we interviewed Drake London. We do like him. But, boy, Deebo is in this league, and he is a handful, and I can use him in a lot of ways. Where do you land on that one?
Please, if you can get Deebo Samuel, yeah, you take him. You know, there's no guarantee even a 10th round pick is going to be, you know, a great player. You got a good feeling, but Samuel is a great player. I mean, really, Samuel's worth a lot more than the 10th pick. He is a game changer.
Yeah. Okay, you wrote a book called Swagger. It's online now, Untold Stories from Jimmy's Cowboys, Dolphins, and Hurricanes. There, look at that right there. Boy, that guy's serious right there. it's funny. So give me a story. What is the one position in all your years of recruiting and coaching, all through it, what is the one position that scared you and you were like, man, like Belichick has struggled with receivers. And is there ever a position you're like, I don't know. My radar is a little, because I know what you draft well. I watched it. But are there positions, Jimmy, that even you would be like, I'm going to go ask Norv Turner or Wanstead on this?
Yeah, I really struggled with the Dolphins a little bit. You know, I was able to get some great players with, you know, Jason Taylor, of course, a Hall of Famer. Zach Thomas is going to be a Hall of Famer. Patrick Surtain and Sam Madison, you know, corners that allowed us to lead the league in defense. But where I struggled was I was trying to get Dan Marino some help. And so it's kind of like your bread and your milk deal. You know, I was, you know, reaching a little bit,
yeah,
to get an offensive player to help Dan Marino. And, you know, we drafted Yetiel Green. He tears up his knee, so we lost him. You know, so we drafted some players. We drafted Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He was our running back. He rushed for over 1,000 yards, but he wasn't a difference maker. So when I start reaching a little bit to try to help a particular part of the football team, that's where I got in trouble.
Yeah. Show that book again. It's called Swagger. You don't want to mess with Jimmy Johnson.
Colin, there's some good stories in that book now.
Now, you've told me several of them, which I know are in the book, and I didn't share because I didn't know if I had a right to, and they are in the book. So
the closer we get to the release, then you can share some of those stories.
Jimmy,
they can pre-order it on Simon & Schuster.
No, it's going to be great, Swagger. Great seeing you, Coach.
All right, Colin.
All right. By the way, Jimmy and I, when we talk before we go on the air, we talk seafood. We talk fishing, crab, shrimp, and mahi-mahi. So he tomorrow he's going to go fishing.
Right.
The water's going to be flat down in the Keys. And I grew up, my dad loves sports fishing. So
both of my brothers actually love to fish.
Jimmy knows, it's unbelievable.
I'm sure Jason has fished with Jimmy before.
Yeah. So he's having a bunch of people down with him next week. A bunch of big shots.
Yeah, I mean that's where you go, you know. If you want to get the scoop, if you want to get the wisdom, you got to go fish with Jimmy, which is life.
I'm gonna write a book at the very end.
Yeah.
Just all the secrets
all the good joy stories.
Oh, the mystical career. Ryan's got some dark secrets, and you've got skeletons. I'm gonna unveil all the mysteries.
It's funny listening to Nick talk about Jerry West. You know. Like, I would be mad if they did a show about
a book or a movie.
I would be flattered if they did a scripted show about our show.
But what if they made us crazy?
Depicting us. Well, I am crazy.
They made you really petty.
I am petty.
Okay, and then I was very kind of weird in my head. Like, you'd talk to me and I don't answer, which is my real life.
You do that often.
Yeah, so people
become... But the difference is I don't get offended by it because I know that that's what you do. Like, sometimes I will say something to Colin, he will not hear me. Everyone else will hear me. And I'm just like, okay, Colin's not with us right now. When he comes back, I'll repeat myself.
You need to talk to Hannah about that because she doesn't come to terms with that sometimes. She does. She likes a response.
Well, I deal with you for 3 hours a day.
Yeah, that's a lot. I feel some sympathy.
And has a little bit more.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I enjoy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Yeah, I don't think I could be mad if they depicted me as crazy. No, they did me something like harmful.
You know what? They did depict me here, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Years ago, I was on the Sunday football show, and they did a depiction of us as children, and they got kids that were like us. I don't know what happened to it. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen, somebody making fun of me. Carissa Thompson and I laughed for a month about it. So somewhere in the archives of Bill Richards upstairs.
There's a baby Colin.
There is a baby Colin, and they took my worst trait, and I don't think they embellished it. I think this is what people deal with me. I thought
what
it was one of
the... What do you think is your worst trait?
I think, I got a couple. But that one's not...
What is your worst trait?
Probably that I'm in my head too much, and people talk to me, and I don't hear them. So...
What is my worst trait? I have to think about that
one. You're petty.
I am very petty.
Yeah.
I'm very petty. I think it's my natural irritants. I operate at a steady level of irritated all day long to keep me from getting too high or too low.
That
can come across bad sometimes, I guess. So the Panthers have been looking to upgrade at quarterback and could do that with the 6th overall pick in the draft tomorrow. Sam Darnold is penciled as the starter for now. But the GM, Scott Fitterer, said that the team has been very transparent with him about how they want to improve at that position this season.
We want to stabilize the quarterback position. We need consistent play out of that. And, you know, I sat down with Sam yesterday and just kind of we talked about everything. Like, we need to help him out as well. We need to help him out with the offensive line. In our conversation, I said, hey, listen, we are going to add to this group. You know, through this weekend, there's a pretty good chance we could add to this group. And it's open competition. You know, it's his spot right now. But whoever can take this spot and run with it, we're going to do that.
Yeah, if they draft Malik Willis, it's not going to be his spot. But I do like when organizations are transparent with players.
Also, this is in the geographical footprint for Malik Willis.
Yes.
And I don't think it's everything, but it would be pretty cool if you could draft a kid and he kind of knows the region. I mean, you're asking a lot.
It's less of an adjustment.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking a lot if you take a kid that's never been out of the South, hey, go play in Seattle. I'm not saying he can't succeed, but if Malik Willis is like, yeah, this is where I grew up, like, to me, that makes sense. I would roll the dice on Malik Willis. By the way, not only that, they need receiver help. They need O-line help. I would make it an offensive draft. Matt Rhule has got to start winning games. He's an offensive coach. I would lean into my specialty and go heavy offense for Carolina.
Yeah, I think Malik Willis is a great choice for them. I do think that's where he's going to end up going. I don't think he's going to fall further than that.
And I think Carolina's gotten in the front seven. They've got some good defensive players. Just go heavy offense.
But if you take Malik Willis, don't do this nonsense where you start Sam Darnold and take reps away from him. We know what Sam Darnold is at this point. That is what's going to drive me crazy. Just give him the team. If he rises, great. If he fails, fine. Draft someone else. But don't do this thing where you do the back and forth with the guy that's already in the building. What?
I just got
a source?
Just got a source sending me something. Hold on, America. Hold on one second. Well, you go ahead and do the update. Hold
okay.
on. I'm going to send the source back. I'm paying attention, but I'm sending the source back. I know
there's other people watching the show. You don't necessarily have to be paying attention to me right now. I'll do the update for America. So Russell Wilson officially began his tenure with the Broncos on Monday at voluntary veteran minicamp, and he's been working out with some of his new teammates since the trade. But this is the first time they got in the field together with their coaching staff.
I'm so excited to watch this. It was so good. It was so great.
And Russell Wilson spoke about how it felt to finally get started with his new team.
To be here, standing right here, you know, now that I'm here, it's like it feels right. It feels great. I'm excited about it. And also, too, at the same time, I know there's a lot more to do. It's been an amazing experience so far. And at the end of the day, this is a winning organization. And that's one of the reasons why it made sense for if I was going to go somewhere, I had to go somewhere that wanted to win. And this is one of those places that definitely wants to do that.
I think the most under-the-radar GM in the NFL, like we know who the good GMs are, George Payton for Denver. That if you go, I think in the last couple of years, I actually talked to Jason Garrett, the former Cowboy coach, because Jason knows him really well, and Jason's like, that guy's a worker. I think he's done a really good job. I like George Payton a lot.
They're also keeping Melvin Gordon on a one-year deal.
I saw that. That's a smart move.
I like what Russ said here as well about it being a winning organization. I do think there is something to when you've won championships, you have a base foundation of understanding of how that and what needs mm-hmm. to be put in place to make that happen. Yeah. Now, obviously, they've been struggling at the quarterback position, but we've been talking about this team and all the talent they've had for a long time. So I think that that's important. Now, obviously, organizations can overcome that and win championships and become a championship organization, but it is a big difference when you already have that and that's off your back and you also know what it takes to win a championship. It's just like what Jimmy said. You know what kind of players you need. He wants smart players. You can't win a championship with bums, which is one of Jimmy's favorite sayings, which I also love. But there is, like, you have to have a certain type of player. You have to have a certain type of air in the building. People have to feel confident in the positions that they
That's
have.
Right.
There's no
look at that. Look
fighting
at that ball.
For first.
Woo! Those are laser beams. Look at those things. Do you see Hackett?
This division, obviously, is fascinating this year. The Chargers need to win a playoff game.
My argument in the history of the NFL, there has never been a division with four Pro Bowl level quarterbacks. And by the way, maybe I believe Derek Carr will be in the Hall of Fame if he stays upright for 3 years. Four Hall of Fame quarterbacks, same division. You guys are crazy. All I get from my staff, Derek Carr, if he has four more good years.
Hall of Fame. Wait. I thought
no,
you said Pro Bowl.
No,
I blacked
no,
out.
What
no.
you think? No, Derek Carr can't make the Hall of Fame.
There is no chance
Does he
I don't even think he's been an all-pro, let alone won an MVP.
Is he winning a Super Bowl every year for the next 7 years?
Oh, you guys are – this is a slander.
No, realistically, how many Super Bowls would Derek Carr have to win to get to the Hall of Fame? None? Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, my God.
None? Derek Carr can win zero?
Look at right
Derek
now.
Derek Carr can win none Super Bowls.
Derek, I'd like to apologize.
No. This is not Derek Carr slander. Derek Carr did an amazing job this year. He deserved all the money that he got.
I didn't
he
say he's
definitely
in
a
the
franchise
Hall of Fame.
Quarterback.
I'm saying
but he's on
exactly
a Hall of Fame trajectory.
I say Derek Carr, if you give me 4 more years like last year, you're going to look up and go, better than Phillip Rivers.
No, he will not be, actually.
Okay, it's also
he won't have nearly
people,
the same career stats as Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
It's also way too early to put Justin.
Yeah, how old is Derek Carr? 29, 30 years old. How old is he? Okay, 31. So I have at least he takes care of himself. Like he's into this stuff. He's nutrition dude. So I get at least 4 more premier years and 3 more good years. And now he's got an offensive coach. Okay, you guys, maybe...
Justin Herbert has never made the playoffs. We're putting him in the Hall of Fame.
He's Hall of Fame. Mahomes is in. Russell's almost in. Herbert's going to get in. Derek Carr is going to get votes.
How many winning seasons do you think
Derek
Carr
God,
has
now
had?
You're going to data. Just making stuff. Yeah, now. Now you're going
you know
to
the stuff that
data.
They use to qualify whether or not someone should be in the Hall of Fame. Right. That weird data stats thing.
Hall of Fame, listen. Disrespect
First
Derek
of all,
Carr.
I didn't say he's in. I said it's but now we know Mahomes a Hall of Famer and Russell's getting in. Mm-hmm. A lot of people project Herbert as a 12-year the kid never gets hurt. He's going to be great. So the only question is, you guys have been selling Derek Carr stock forever and I've been buying it and I got to tell you something. I've made a healthy profit on my Derek Carr stock. I bought a couple of condos with that money. I got a couple sports cars. That stock, you guys keep selling it, I keep buying it.
Well, he's now in a division with Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson,
and Mr. Data over there.
Patrick
Why don't
Mahomes.
You put the hockey scores down? Give me his career passer rating. I bet you it's better. I bet you it's better than 92.4, which is, by the way, Seattle's best rock. That is 92.3. That's Vegas. Okay, so 92.4, and you know with this offense and the way the league is changing, he's going to end up in the mid-90s. Matt Ryan's getting Hall of Fame votes. He's not going to end up in the mid-90s. Oh, now it got real quiet in here. Yeah.
Matt Ryan has won an MVP and played in a Super Bowl.
Correct.
Okay.
And I don't even know if Matt Ryan's necessarily a lock to make the Hall of Fame, but
he
certainly has a better resume than
Derek
Carr.
I'd like to apologize to, you know.
Matt Ryan is not a lock at all to make the Hall of Fame.
Who isn't?
Matt Ryan.
No,
make
no, no,
the
no.
Hall of Fame?
No,
a lock to make the Hall of Fame?
No, Matt's going to get votes.
According to Colin, it's the Hall of Good Players who played for 10
Boy,
years.
That is, it's really, you know, some people are cynical. I'm not. I'm optimistic. A lot of you guys are cynical, and that's sad. That's not a way to live. Really no way to live.
All right. The Lakers experiment with the big three of LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook was a failure. The expectation is that Westbrook will be moved before next season, but Dwight Howard believes the trio can be successful in year two together. He said, I think it can, but it takes time. We live in a microwave society where we want results right away.
Yeah.
I can understand being uncomfortable all season long because you're trying to make it work so bad. Sometimes you got to sit down and regroup and figure out how it can work and what you have to sacrifice and put away in order to be successful.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I will say in Dwight's defense, he has done a good job of reshaping his career, adjusting what he does.
He has.
And so he deserves credit for that. Russell Westbrook does not. And where I would disagree with Dwight Howard is that Russ has had these opportunities, and this was a golden opportunity, playing with somebody that makes everyone better in LeBron James in Los Angeles with a team that did have high expectations, but you were also given an opportunity to have a platform here to be the guy when Anthony Davis and LeBron were out.
Yeah.
And he did not adjust his game. He did not make things easy for anyone in the building.
Fair, fair.
And he will now be on his fifth team in 5 years, right?
Westbrook, Derek Carr. I take Derek Carr.
No. Watch
it right now.
Also, Russell Westbrook has deleted all posts from his Instagram page.
Westbrook has?
Yes. Now, his profile picture is still a cartoon image of
but
him
he took
in,
all the Lakers
in
stuff
a Lakers
out.
Uniform. His profile picture is still, but all of the other stuff is off of his Instagram. So make of that what you will.
Woo! You know what Derek Carr's got in his Instagram? A little Hall of Fame banner. Be there soon. All right, Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
I'm doing my whole show tomorrow is Derek Carr. I'm going to do the whole show. and just prove I'm right. If you think you're petty.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The NFL draft starts tomorrow, and Fox Bet Super 6 is giving fans a free chance to win $5,000 playing their NFL draft contest. Download the Super 6 app and enter your 6 picks into the NFL Draft Day 1 contest for your free chance to win.
Rising oil prices, supply chain issues, inflation problems. Gold provides a hedge against inflation. Call Legacy Precious Metals today, 866-674-HERD, or go to legacypminvestments.com. So everybody's, I watched every second of the T-Wolves Grizzlies game last night. And Ja Morant, spectacular and really, really talented. He had a great fourth quarter, not great in the first three quarters, but I would ask the question, why are they struggling with Minnesota? I just saw a 2 seed sweep a 7 seed in the East. Is Boston that much better than Memphis? Is the West that weak? I don't think so. What's wrong? They almost lost for a second time at home to Minnesota, a terrible fourth quarter team, a bad road team all season. Minnesota led by 11 with like 7 minutes to go. And I mean, Jaw's amazing. I mean, he that dunk was it's and everybody's trying to compare it to other dunks. Folks, it's great. It's a top 10 dunk all time. It's one of the great playoff dunks all time. Top 5, no question. Let's not marginalize this dunk like it wasn't absolutely spectacular. John Starks had a great dunk years ago in a playoff game against the Bulls, I think. So that's an all-time dunk. But there's something. Why are they struggling? They can't put Minnesota away. And Nick Wright came on. He is just astounded. So disappointed with me.
It's like you survey the sports landscape and you say, who is amazingly exciting and everyone loves? I don't think I like him. Who can jump the highest and run the fastest? Not my type of guy. Like, how can you be anti-Ja Morant? The guy yesterday had one of the single greatest playoff dunks ever that spurred his team from 13 down to the biggest win the Grizzlies have had as a franchise in a half decade. How about that for a guy in year 3 who's in his 21 years old, number 2 pick of the draft? How about you root for Ja Morant, Colin?
I'm not rooting against him. By the way, another dunk that'll never get credit for a great dunk because Shaq is so big. I was sitting 10 rows behind Shaq's dunk from Kobe when they beat the Blazers in Game 7 at the Staples. But because Shaq's big, nobody counts it. That was unbelievable. That's one of the biggest dunks in league history. That was a huge dunk. Jaws was great. John Starks had a baseline jam. He came in left-handed. Scottie Pippen once dunked, I don't know if it was postseason or not, he dunked on Ewing. That was a great. Those are the ones that come to mind.
I mean, it's Suns 3-2, you know, over the Pelicans. They're playing.
Suns will win that series.
But I'm saying, like, the Pelicans are giving them pushback, legitimate pushback, not that gentleman sweep pushback.
I'm just telling you, Minnesota was a terrible fourth quarter team and a bad road team. They could have won that game last night.
Pelicans are playing. Suns are the best team in the league. And I'm not picking on the Suns. I think the Pelicans are playing great, and I think it's a fun series, but
lot going on. Draft is tomorrow. Hopefully Joel Klatt sits somewhere and doesn't get blown off the set like earlier. Hopefully we can get him out of the wind tunnels known as Las Vegas. That didn't go great. Rest of the show was amazing. Jimmy Johnson, Charles Davis, Nick Wright, and we will see you tomorrow live from Los Angeles. Draft day. That's fun. In L.A. Be safe. It's the Herd. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.